Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of Taming the Black Dog, written by Bev Aisbert and read by Miranda Nation, with introduction by the author.
Dedication to Grace, my daughter, who taught me that too many tears would only weigh down her wings. Hi, this is Bev, and this is the introduction from the 2000 original edition of Taming the Black Dog. I haven't had a very easy life. Like you, I've had a lot of losses and endured a lot of pain. Sometimes, even now, I will surrender to pain and I'll spend a day or two in the miserable company of the black dog, depression. I allow him to seduce me, for he offers me the temptation of giving up, of saying too hard. He extends to me the luxury of being absolved of all responsibility to address, repair, or change my life. I can even be enticed into thinking that this retreat from life is a kind of relief, a kind of solution, a kind of sanctuary from life. I can be fooled into thinking that this constitutes a justified protest at the unfairness of the world. See how you've hurt me? Aren't you sorry? As if this will change anything. I can even believe that the black dog comes and goes as he pleases, that I have no choice and no control over when he will visit or how long he will stay. But these days, I can only convince myself of this for a short time, for I've looked into the eyes of the black dog and seen what he's made of, illusions. And an illusion, once exposed, can never really exert the same power again. I now know that if the black dog comes, I've opened the door and let him in. And if and when the black dog goes, it is I who have sent him away. This little book is aimed to make you, too, the master of the black dog instead of his victim. It will show you his tricks and how to take control. This takes time. Sometimes he's very stubborn, but in the end, he just needs someone to show him the way. It's your life, not his. Claim it back. It's precious. There is hope and there is a way, even though you may not see it. You just haven't got to that bit yet. Wait. This too will pass. This is the new introduction for the revised and expanded version of Taming the Black Dog. Depression is a tough nut to crack. In my experience, it's easier to calm someone down from anxiety than it is to coax someone from the dense, heavy cloud of inertia that comes with depression. Above all, depression is very stubborn. Or am I talking about the people with depression? I mean no disrespect, but people with depression can be very resistant to the idea of being helped to overcome their malaise, pessimistic worldview, and depression. I know this from personal experience. Depression is very compelling and in many ways very addictive. I've never been a big fan of the idea that we're stuck with anything. I think in a majority of cases, we get ourselves stuck, and even if we find ourselves stuck through extenuating circumstances, we tend to keep ourselves stuck. And we have a choice to continue to do this or not. The challenge is in getting someone to the point where they really are ready and willing to make the choice to become unstuck and to keep making it. When I write my books, especially this revision, my touchstone is what would have got through to me when I was most resistant. For sure, apart from a few occasions, it wasn't when someone was patting my hand. As loving and soothing as that may have been, it was not going to encourage me to step out of my sadness as much as hold on to it. What made the difference was someone calling.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?